Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Welcome back to Buzzers. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf Season 4, Episode 8, Surprise, where tonight we talk Harmony and Hope's big plans, the engagement party fireworks, and Charity and Phil come out. Stay tuned for more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Welcome, Greenleaf fans. We are back. I'm your host, Saka Smith, joined by Black Twitter's Rocky Harris. What's up, Rocky?
What's up? How you doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you back. It's just the two of us today.
But, I know, yeah. But I'm excited to be back. It was an eventful episode, so.
Yeah, so we're going
to
hold it down.
Absolutely.
We got our news, our predictions, and our Who Needs Prayer segment, where we talk about a character who's in need of, you know, God's prayerful, prayerful hand.
Because aren't we all?
Yes, exactly, right? Every day. but let us talk about your overall thoughts of this episode, Surprise.
You know, it was very interesting. Again, as I say every single week, I am in love with who Charity is becoming. She is my favorite right now. I love that she is giving it all to every single person. You think that she's kind of being led astray by, what's his name?
Phil.
By Phil. I don't know. I do think that maybe he's a little in control of the situation, but at the same time, I think that Charity is kind of has something in her hands that she's not revealing.
I think Charity's playing the fool, but that I was not surprised. So though it's called Surprise, I was not surprised by that. Mm. But you know, I think Carissa surprised me. Carissa was the dark horse of this episode.
She's been surprising me every
pushed it. So that was my overall, was just like, whoa.
Well, yeah. Like, well, but see, I have been tired of her, honestly, since episode one. Like, she's just never been, I've just always felt like it's time for her to go.
But she's almost like full Benedict Arnold now. And yeah. Now it's just like, what? Like you.
It's really all about her.
Yeah, the family's going to have to fight you too now. So
right, exactly.
So, but let's talk about our first topic. We got to talk about Harmony and Hope's new plan. So, is Harmony and Hope really the big bad monster that we thought it was? It looks like the plan is to really make this a church town that really feeds into each other and have Grace be the head of it. And, you know, not take any money from the church to do so, but just have 50% of people on the board. Like, is this a plan that we can ride with? Or are they, do they have good intentions?
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like it's still a little bit too early to tell. I personally don't know how I feel about adding 50% of this new group into the picture, because I feel like you trust me, obviously, because you were coming to me in the first place and you see that we make results. I don't know. I mean, I think that whenever you buy into any business, of course, you do want to bring people from your side onto the team to make executive decisions. But at the same time, I do think they should be skeptical, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some element of risk, especially if you're letting them have 50%.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And what do you think about this new character, Judy, that has come to town? Because it almost looks like she and Phil have some history.
Right. Because I don't know. She just seems like she's dealing with her own personal issues, and especially since we saw like the preview of next week, I don't know. I'm trying to like unpack her a little bit more as a character, because she does seem like she has something else going on, or there's something that she knows about Phil that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about her.
Yeah, and I love the way she tries to kind of relay certain things without saying them. She has an interesting exchange with Phil and Judy talking about how he's going to be appreciated, but trying to lead him to believe that he's going to be running the church. But do you think she's honest when she's telling Grace it'll be her, or is she just playing both of them and they have some other plan altogether?
I definitely don't know. I doubt that she really wants Grace. I don't feel that for her. I don't think that that's her intention with Grace. I think she's just wanting Grace to think that, because I also think that she senses Grace is kind of a weaker person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she could easily take advantage of Grace at this stake. As we've seen, Grace doesn't really hold up well whenever she's in tight situations. She doesn't make the best decisions in short times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Because it's very enticing, but I almost think they want Grace to be the permanent head, because then it kind of gives that good relationship with the community, but maybe allowing them to do other things behind the scenes that may not be great.
Right, using them as a figurehead.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But interesting to hear what other people in the chat might think. And, of course, we do appreciate you guys when you join us in the chat. I think Rocky's got a few words about that.
I mean, obviously, you guys, we love for you guys to watch us every single week in order for us to be here to give you just, I mean, this
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Amazing programming. So give us 5 stars, like, comment, subscribe. We're on iTunes, YouTube. Obviously, you guys are watching and you're in the live chat. So thank you for sticking with us and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Because
yes, we
do it every time.
Exactly. We totally appreciate it, guys. We love seeing you guys in the chat. And if you guys are in there now, feel free to comment. And I think Rocky's, you're paying attention to it now.
No. Well, this is, I have it up, but I can, yeah.
We'll
figure it right. Exactly.
We'll make sure.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got to talk about Charity and Philip DeMars. So the big secret's out now, right? Interestingly enough, you know, Charity has her own coming out moment, right?
I mean, I don't know. I not really. I mean, what do you think that Phil has in store for Charity? Like,
I think he's just playing her, and I think this relationship is a relationship of convenience to play her. And he even caught himself in a moment when he was like, what am I going to be left with? Just like a girlfriend?
But what would he use her for? Like, I guess I'm confused.
To get dirt on the family, which he already has. He's got the audio recording.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm saying is like, what would she bring that's unique? Just having control over the fact that because he can come closer to the family. Like,
I think until he's the head of everything and been appointed by everything, then she's going to have value. Because he doesn't know if Grace can repair whatever he's able to do. He's always going to want an end to the family to get dirt so that he can use it to bring Grace down.
So do you believe
until he's got the position.
Do you believe that Charity actually does love him? Or do you think... You believe that?
Charity? Yeah, I think Charity's fallen head over heels. I think she knows this was not something her dad would want, Bishop would want. She wouldn't be doing this to... I don't think she's got the ultimate master plan. Initially, I thought that they would both kind of fall in love and she would end up getting the upper hand, but it looks to me that Phil is playing her all the way through.
That's crazy. Okay, well, we'll see.
So you just have a completely different take.
I just personally think that Charity, I just feel like Charity's been through so much. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like she's just been through so much already. Like, why would she be dumb again?
Because she just, like...
That's just her character flaw?
And she's been through it already. So she's already like, oh my gosh, she found one good guy.
But why would she believe that? That's just crazy that she'd believe... I mean, again, I don't know, but I just think that would be such a bad... development of who she is. Like, I would like to see her kind of completely go away from
that. But remember, we even talked about Kevin, and maybe did she know before? Did she see something?
Right.
Maybe she's someone who just sees things and ignores them because she looks at the thing that's going to make it work. And I think Lady May even said it. How did I raise this kid to be such a fool? Like, I thought she was like, how is she not seeing that she's picking the wrong choices every single time?
I guess. I don't know. I hope that there's something more for Charity. But overall, I do think... I personally think that Charity knows that if Phil is coming up with something or he has something in store for her to, throw her off, then I do think that Charity knows. I feel like she... Like,
but don't you think it's kind of weird that she's... I mean, she already confessed to Bishop that she pretty much loves this guy.
But, okay, so do we really believe that, though?
Why would you say it to her father?
She didn't
have to go that far with saying, like, this is where I'm at.
I just think that she knows, she is aware of the idea that people already feel about her as a person, and she's just using this for whatever grand scheme that she has. I don't know, because I don't think that they've given so much information to us at this point, but I do feel like there's something different about Charity, and if not, then that's just my own hopeful dreaming for her as a character.
Yeah, I think this is Charity just on riding that wave of, because she has her ups and downs, right? And I think she's in her moment, and I think, wasn't it suggested she was bipolar or had like bipolar symptoms, Charity?
Well, she was taking medicine because I think it was more so postpartum.
Oh, postpartum.
I believe that was more of the issue. I don't think she was mentally unstable. I don't know if they really addressed that, but I only assumed because that at that time she had just given.
Yeah, because to me it's almost like she's on that high wave right now, and then she's going to sink into depression later, especially when I think it's going to come out that Phil is just completely using her.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But tell us how you guys think in the comments, obviously, because I don't know. But next theme.
Of course, we have the engagement party, which, Lady May decide? And I actually liked the engagement party setup because it was that moment where May and Grace got a chance to kind of bond over the AJ charity situation of, you know, feeling like they had these stray kids and didn't know how to handle them.
But you said Lady May and
Grace. This is when they were planning the engagement party as a way to. I like the moment of them bonding over their children, which is kind of weird to say for Grace.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Grace and Lady May just have they don't have the most genuine of a relationship. So whenever I see them together, I'm just kind of like, it just seems like they're just trying to get along to go along almost. Yeah. And that's unfortunate. I just feel like they are very much alike in a lot of ways, but it's more of like a new age, old school type of vibe where Lady May is stuck in her ways about going about things, and Grace is like, I want to introduce, you know, Grace makes everyone uncomfortable, but it makes change in the end.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know how I feel about Grace and Lady May's. I don't think, do you think that eventually it'll get better, or do you feel like it's just going to?
Yeah. Cause I think there were, you know, I think Lady May hates the idea of appearing flawed and not perfect, but with Grace and this being such an issue for Grace, and Grace always almost projecting a sort of perfection, Lady May is able to find a place where she doesn't feel disgraced, because Grace also had a secret. So now we're in the same boat, and I don't have to have my defense mechanism when I feel this sort of way. That's, you know.
Do you feel like Lady May has room to judge Grace for the decision that she made?
No, and I think that's Lady May now feels like she's got the freedom to not be judged by Grace. I think she was feeling
like an upper hand on her a little bit. Not so much judgment.
Yeah, I think she was feeling before that Grace could judge her, and was feeling judged by Grace because Grace was perfect and she'd made this big mistake.
Right.
But now that Grace is also a mistake, essentially, she feels like, okay, I can connect with her. And,
you know, like she really, now that I think about it, like Lady May let her child down and Grace let her child down.
Yeah.
So now it's exactly. And it's just so weird how that generational vibe can be passed down in such a way that Grace, I feel like, is the most disconnected from Lady May in a lot of ways, but also the most relatable to her. And so it's interesting to see their relationship grow the way that it does.
Yeah.
But I do hope that they eventually come to terms with each other in some type of, like, you know, calm
they seem
fashion.
To be making some, you know, some
change.
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit.
And I love that, you know, they decide to plan this party to, you know, convince the Deacon Board otherwise. And Lady May has her, of course, her Lady May moment of convincing her 50-50 speech. What did you think about her 50-50, her 50-50 sermon, really, is what it was.
I mean, it was very much Lady May in all of her fashion and glory. I think that she's good at convincing crowds. She's great at what she does. And do I think that it will happen? I don't know. Because I don't think that Lady May actually wants that. I think she's just trying to put on a show.
Well, you don't think she actually wants what?
50-50 of...
Oh, no. Yeah, I think her sermon was aimed at getting them not to vote for the board. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think that this is something that she really wants. I think she just likes to put... She likes to be cordial and put on a good face.
But it was pretty transparent that she wasn't talking about marriage.
Right. Exactly. I mean, do you think that Judy... That's her name. Yeah. I guess I'm still trying to figure out the ultimate goal. I wish I knew more about what the other side is trying to kind of do to the church and how they want to influence
I think all I know for sure is once they have 50% or 50-50 on the deacon board, then it makes it a lot easier to kind of get one vote or two votes to flip it in terms of whatever decision making they want.
Mm-hmm.
So where they want to go with that, I don't know. But the threat is certainly they want to make sure that they have the power to make any changes they want to make themselves.
Right. And at least it's 50, if it would be 50-50. Yeah. So it's not like it would, you know.
Yeah, but I'm assuming they're going to send in people that are like sharks into that boardroom. They're not going to just send in, you know.
No, of course.
I feel like their 12 are going to be 12 that are there to convince the others of their way versus 12 that are already there with an ideology and a stance of where to take the church.
But see, they know the Greenleaf, they know the church well. So, I mean... Yeah.
But I just think that those 12 on the board don't have a vision for where to take the church, and that vision can easily be influenced by 12 other people that do have a vision to come
right.
And then the church will start to lose its character and, you know, its history.
Right, absolutely. I do agree with that.
Yeah, so I think that's a real danger. But so do you think the engagement party will be effective on keeping them from voting for this change? Do you think Lady May did enough during that party of getting into everyone's ear?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think everyone who came to that party who would have been involved in that decision has already made up their mind.
Possibly, yeah.
So, I mean, of course they know if you're a good, you know, debater or you're trying to make a point or have a mission to do something, you already know what you need to do, and they've probably already learned enough about them as a business and as a family to know their weaknesses. So personally, I think they're going to just continue to fight for what they want.
Yeah, but so. I think Lady May may have changed her mind. I think that maybe why we saw Judy give that offer. But I think I think it's going to be easy to convince them to take the offer because it's pretty big in terms of what they'd be getting.
I mean, yeah, but I think it seems that way until people come into the picture, and then it turns into you not getting or having control over what you wanted to have control over as much as you did before. I think it seems great at first, and what they're and that's the whole point, is they're presenting something that's positive and what seems like it's going to work for you, but in the long run, is it going to stay that way?
Yeah, and almost in the same vein, we have Carissa being very short-sighted about her own goals. We got to talk about that a little bit, because Carissa seems to have really, to me, crossed the red line here.
Like an episode ago. Two episodes ago. I feel like she's definitely... I'm just trying to figure out whose side she's really on.
Well, to me, she's at her breaking point. So I think we never... I think she's really acting out from all the cheating, from all the feeling that she's come second and her family has come second to Jacob's first family, essentially.
Right.
So I think all of that has created a storm because she never really addressed it into what we're seeing now.
But yes, I guess I understand that, but I guess I would want to know what is the end goal for her, because eventually you know that you're going to get caught.
I don't know. I mean, I think she wants to extricate herself from that family. I think she wants Jacob to...
Think she wants to be done with it completely? Like, she's going to file for a divorce?
No. I think she wants her and Jacob to have a complete... separate part of the family, like to be on their own, not dependent on the Greenleafs, and to kind of do their own thing.
So, and then the cheating is gonna stop when?
That I don't know about that part.
That's what I'm saying, is I feel like you're fighting against yourself.
Well, I don't think you got a plan for the cheating. I think the cheating's just something that's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I feel like that's gonna easily fall into your business move because.
What? Yeah, but I don't think she's considering that. Do you think she's? I don't think she's like.
I would if I were her. But I mean, I guess.
I think he's fulfilling an emotional need that she is trying to keep on a level that's not going to impact her marriage, and she's finding justification for it in like that confrontation that she had with Jacob. Like, how dare you talk
right,
to
right, right, right,
and it was almost like the lady doth protest too much. Like, Jacob should know from the way she reacted so strongly, maybe you are cheating, because
and that's another thing too. Like, this is what the scene when, and like you said, Lady May knew, or you know, who knows if Pastor Greenleaf did, but when he was unlocking his safe, I'm thinking to myself, so you keep everything in here? You keep all your documents in here? I'm like...
She's asking that extra question.
Right, exactly. So I'm just confused on, like, again, if Lady May was the... I hope that comes out, too.
Oh, like, definitely. Lady May was hip, too. Because, I mean, Bishop, when it comes to family, is... He's a little bit of a fool himself. And I think he looks at Carissa as a daughter.
And it has been years. And they have, like...
Always has,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So he's not thinking, you have some machinations to come back in the safe and do anything. There's no way that's crossing Bishop's mind. Because you asked me for a school project for Zora. You're not... No way. But Lady May, I think, has been wary. And, of course, the way Carissa came at Lady May, Lady May has got her... alarm up, you know.
Right. It's unfortunate. I did not expect her to come down this
completely
route.
Out the window. Yeah.
I was just thinking, because in my mind, when I saw her, you know, throughout these past like two episodes or so, like seeing her transition into this person, I felt fulfilled for her in a way, but at the same time, it was like, no, like, if you are going to be this person who preaches, like, no, you've been doing me wrong, and like, as much as it hurts, I would have liked to have seen her either just leave Jacob or just completely separate herself from the situation, or just say, look, if we don't move this way, like, I have to, you know, get out of it. But I just feel like she's just kind of been...
Well, I mean, I think this is the first time she's like, I have to take everything into my hands.
Right.
She was always... Whoa. I feel like she's always been, I'm the puppet master, and I'm going to make Jacob take everything into his hands while I kind of move those hands. But now she's like, it's got to be me because he's not doing what I need him to do.
She seems like the type of woman who, like, forced Jacob to marry her. That's how she comes off. Like, and that kind of resonates with her, how she is throughout. Like, I'm not saying there's no justification for cheating, but, like, she just really seems like she is overly controlling.
Well, she seems like a strong woman. I wouldn't say she seems like a strong woman, and Jacob seems like a little bit like a weak man. So I don't think she forced Jacob to marry her, but I do think Jacob just said, okay, cool, let's do it. You know, like, I don't think he was like, he didn't think much of it. She's here, she's holding me down, she's down with the family vision. Okay, that works. Without contemplating, you know.
Do you think that a woman can prey upon a man like that?
Sometimes you don't know. You just think, oh, it's working because this is what I want.
Well, I'm saying, do you think that Carissa could be the type of woman that preys upon a man who knows that about himself or does those sorts of things? And especially with what's her backstory? Did she come from...
We don't know. No, I mean, she didn't come from money. It looks like her family was always trying to kind of, like, you know.
So right. This was a come up for her. To me, it shows. That's what I'm saying. To me, it shows. I don't know, but it shows that...
I think she was a social climber in a way, but that had a genuine opportunist that had a genuine connection with Jacob and was willing to work on him to fix him, because I think she saw, hey, you have all this opportunity that you're not even working towards.
And a lot of women don't leave situations when they know it's good in the pockets. So I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, and there is that whole idea of like, oh, I want to fix this broken man, or I want to fix this person. And I think she saw Jacob was someone that needed to be fixed in her estimation, because he wasn't taking advantage of the Greenleaf opportunity that was in front of him. And so she's like, oh, well, let me come in, and then we balance each other out.
But see, I guess in my mind, I feel like that's when you cross the line as a wife. Like, yes, you are now married to me, but when it comes to my family's estate and finances,
this is over the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like this shows who she is, like who she truly has been this entire time, at least how I feel about who she is as a character. To me, I feel like she was that woman that convinced him to be with her, because I have a great family. She didn't really come from much. Now she's in this situation where you're trying to learn people's lot combinations and stuff. No, sorry. That's been you all along.
I think this is the woman he created.
No. Yeah. I think she's always been that way.
No, she's got culpability.
That's trife.
No.
Seriously. It's one thing to do Jacob that way, but your parents have been good to you for, you know, they don't get in your business like that. For you to sit there and watch past, like, that's, to me, it's no longer about you being mistreated, because these people didn't mistreat you. Now you're going above and beyond to hurt people who have nothing to do with you, who have done nothing but try to save you and salvage your marriage already broken.
I'm right there with you. I just feel that this person she is part of, because she was in this family. Like, I feel like this family brought something out of her that may have never seen the light of day with any other family but this one.
Well, and I feel like you're a grown woman. You take that executive decision to say, I need to remove myself from this toxic placement.
But, and there was a moment where I think she could have done that, and she chose to stay. And this is what she's kind of...
Because she's trife, too.
I mean, I think she was done wrong for a little bit, but you know.
You know, I think they're all trife. I think Jacob has definitely been terrible to Carissa, and I think that the family all has issues, but you know.
See, I would have saved...
It'd be your own family. It'd be your own wife.
Well, I would actually save trife for Sophia, because the way she looked like she's headed right now with Dante.
What? No, do slut shame.
What? Whoa.
She is living in her own apartment.
Wait, Dante is essentially just in a relationship with Nikki. So they just broke up. Sophia and Zora and Nikki are all friends.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that's valid.
This is not a random dude that walked into her house late at night with a box.
But the other girl isn't really doing him. It's still girl code.
If this were your friends.
Are they her friends?
What, her cousin, this other, her new friend? Yeah.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Zora just be bringing any stray bird. She does. She just bring any old body into the apartment. Like,
so you're okay with Sophia going on this midnight ride with Dante?
No. Okay. I would have definitely hit up my friend's girl code
Or would you just said, no, I'm not going on this ride with you, Dante. Have a good night.
I think Sophia kind of realized that their situation wasn't a thing. And didn't the girl break up with him? Or, I mean, kind of leave him?
I just thought this was part of that code.
It is. I mean, I feel that, but it doesn't seem like she wants him. So if I were that friend, I probably would have been like, hey, are you... I wouldn't have done the night whatever ride. But, like, I definitely probably would have hit up my friend like, what's the situation like? Because, I mean, that was cute.
So Sophia's odd man out, and it looks like maybe she wants to feel loved and included by somebody.
I feel like Sophia, like... I don't know. I just feel like Sophia just kind of always gets the short end of the stick, like, all the time. And I'm just kind of like, when is she going to be able to have, like, this moment where she can just be a kid? I feel like she's just not been a kid for, like, the last season.
I guess, but this might be the wrong way. Might be the wrong way to go about it.
Only because of the girl code, or are you just talking about in general?
No,
because
of the girl code. Okay. I feel like...
And that's valid. No, valid point. That's not arguing.
And they're all in the same space. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it is.
Like Nikki and Sophia and Zora.
She's not going to do nothing. You think Sophia's going to... No, I don't think so. I think she's going to be like, you know, God is...
I think Sophia is feeling odd man out. And I think when you feel lonely, you do a lot of things that you may not otherwise do. And I think she... Just like Carissa was feeling lonely, and I think maybe Sophia's feeling lonely.
No.
And you do things you wouldn't normally do. Or shouldn't do.
Okay. So cheating is justified because...
No. I'm just saying... When people are lonely, they do things, or feeling alone, they do things that are out of character.
Unstable people.
Yes. And I think Sophie's in a moment of instability right now, and I think you're going to see maybe that go down.
Well,
but I guess we can save that for our predictions.
Right.
But let us go into our news and gossip.
Yes, you guys. So I actually have a picture. Let me. Yes, so Zora on the show, who is Lovie Simone in real life, she posted on her story that they just started shooting Craft. It's in production right now, and so she shared this on her Insta story. I thought this was super super cute. So I'm assuming that this is day one because she posted it today. And this, if you go onto that picture and their Instagram account, you'll see that it was posted today. So it's just fun news about them being in production of Craft, and I think that's nice. So dope to see this new step in Lovie Simone's career.
Yeah.
So we'll see her on feature films, not just in TV shows. So I'm excited, unless she's already done that. I'm sure she has. So I love that
fun remake.
Yes, like literally, I stalked her Instagram page. Like, if she's just a cool person to follow for like fashion, her hair, like just all of her posts are just very unique and like very earthy. Like, she's just a cool vibe.
I dig it too.
Is
that all we got?
That's all we got.
Let's go into our Who Needs Prayer segment. This is where we talk about someone on the show who's in need of some serious prayerful guidance. Let's go for it.
All right.
Wait, where's our Who Needs Prayer drop? Do we have some chorus? Some like
music? I mean, listen, all we need is the silence in Jesus' hands. Okay.
Amen.
I cannot deal.
Oh, there we go.
I cannot deal. I love it. No, we are not.
We're not taking hands in prayer.
No. Okay. Listen, y'all. This segment is too much. All right. Already. I'm going to pray for Sophia since we were just talking about her. I feel like she just really gets the short end of the stick all the time. And honestly, I'm a little bit here for this hot girl summer that she's about to have at night with her new little boo. And I think it's cute. I think she should just be a city girl and do her own things. Because I just feel like the other girl just, I don't know. I just feel like she's done with that situation. So let her do her. And Sophia, get your teen life on and popping. You in your own apartment. You running things. And you're balancing your family issues. Listen, girl, live your best life. That's what I'm going to say. Huh.
Okay. I dig that prayer. Amen.
Right. Who are you praying for, Shaka?
It's the tight one because between Carissa and Charity... But I'm
you
going,
need to get off of Charity.
I know. I'm going to pray for Charity because she's now made the decision with Phil to release information that Grace lied to the police.
Yes. Okay.
So here's the thing: what Charity has now done might actually be the type of offense that your family never forgives you for, especially if because of this, AJ and Grace both go to jail. So and AJ's sentence could be really because he's on probation,
right.
So his sentence could really be big.
Right.
So. Charity, I'm going to pray for you because I think you may have actually, permanently disconnected yourself from the family, and I don't think Phil's going to be there to pick up the pieces. So I got to pray for Charity because I think she's going to fall completely apart. And and where's the kid? Have you been taking care of the kid? I haven't seen the child. So got to pray
for Charity. Shaka been drinking that Haterade today.
What? Oh, Charity's been drinking the Haterade.
He logged on to hater.org 12 times today. I counted.
Why do you love Charity so much?
Because I love the underdog, and she's the underdog. She's the Jan. I'm here for it.
Do you relate? You felt like Jan before. Like, why this version of Jan who's so deceptive and manipulative?
I'm
going
to turn that into a compliment. I have felt like a Jan. And then the people who underestimate you are always the one who are looking down or looking up.
But like,
in the end.
Exactly. But I feel like that was a revenge scheme that didn't work out.
No, I mean, I think it's just more of her taking control of her situation. I think that while who knows how this will turn out, I just think that she's a lot smarter than what we're.
Benedict Arnold. Anyways, let's go to our predictions. Let that lead to our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, turn up. I really don't know. That's a hard one. What am I predicting?
So is Charity like the grand, you know, schemer, or is she the fool?
I do think that she knows what's going on. If Phil does have something that he's plotting against the family or her, I do think that she does know. Do we think that Zora and this other girl are having like a lesbian thing going on?
It could be headed that way. I don't know.
Yeah, let's do our predictions together, Shaka. Yeah. So I think I think
they have a relationship. I think they will have something. Yeah, there's something there.
She kind of
boosted her up at the beginning and gave her that like.
She just seems so. I don't know. To be for real. I kind of think that the two, the girl and the guy, are not actually like broken up. I think that they're like, well, no, because then Jacob had that conversation with the kid, because Jacob was pretty much just trying to endorse it for a good look for himself instead of believing in him as a kid. So I don't really know how to feel about Dante. Yeah. I kind of do think that he's good, but that at the same time, I feel like he's putting on this front too, because everybody, you just never know.
It just looks sad. It feels funny.
Like, he's come out of nowhere, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's
the plan?
Right. Yeah. It's like a reverse psychology type of thing happening where they making them believe something that's not actually true. But anyway, I'm going to say that I think that the two kids are actually plotting against the family, or really Jacob in general, because they're occupying Zora too much too. So it just seems a little bit weird. So that'll be my
I won't go that far, but I will say that I think I'm not going all that, but I think Nikki and Zora are gonna have a relationship forward.
I would say levels. What's your next layers?
Let me see. Charity, the whole thing's gonna blow up. She might get committed by the end of the season. Like, people are like,
what?
Imagine she's disconnected from the family. Okay. And there's no Philip DeMar. Philip is like,
This is really messed up. That's how you know that people are against Charity, because I feel like everyone has done some raggedy stuff. And Charity, if she gets... Go ahead.
Done raggedy stuff. No one's betrayed the family.
With Mac?
I mean, and then he's dead. Yeah.
No, and then he's dead. Only because of Grace. Well, not by choice. No one ever turned him in, Lady May.
Okay, but Charity's issue right now is in the light of day, and then I mean I think they're gonna find out that she's the one that,
well, that's what I'm saying, is I feel like all the consequences are so much harder for Charity for some reason. Like, I feel like she,
well, not, if you get your sister and her new son arrested because of your brand new love affair with the guy that you were told not to mess with, which you knew was like already the enemy of
your family.
I'm
not saying that she's not shiesty,
then
but
it's time,
Lady
May,
you allowed your brother to sexually assault.
Wait a minute, what do you mean she allowed? She didn't know.
She didn't know.
Wait, you believe she knew?
I believe she knew. So she just was in
lying.
Denial.
So you think she's lying?
Isn't that what Grace was putting on?
Well, I think, Lady May, I think she said because of what happened to her, she didn't see certain things.
That's what I'm saying. To me, I think that she was in denial, but at the same time, if your daughter was coming to you and saying that this was happening and you did nothing about it, that's crazy.
But if you're a victim of sexual abuse yourself, maybe there's something you didn't see and you couldn't believe.
No.
Remember, she grew up with her brother who knew about the sexual abuse that her father inflicted on her. So in her mind, there is no way her brother who supported her through that
could
be
doing
the same thing.
She would believe it even more if she knows that it happened to her in the same situation where she was told, no.
We know that through psychology and the news. And so I don't think you know that when you're going through it and you're like, this is my brother who helped me through this very painful time of my life. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking from a psychologist standpoint, oh, people that witness it or are part of it are more likely to do it.
But you're saying the psychology of it is that she is so scarred that she's just in denial of it. But that's what I'm saying.
Because
you wouldn't. So as a mother, I'm not a mother, so I feel like if my child ever comes to me and says this is happening to me, I'm going to investigate at the least. I'm not going to just not believe it because Mac's not that type of person.
But I think I can understand how she decided not to, or put it as something that wasn't really happening, if Mac was the one that helped her through her own sexual abuse of their father, and Mac was the one that saw it and was like, oh my god. Mac was her protector in those moments, it would be real hard.
Some mothers who do this, who just allow it to happen, but usually it's because they have some type of relationship with the predator.
Yeah, but I would say this relationship with this particular predator was so deep that it almost betrayed the fact that he could even do that, because
Well, he, no, of course, yeah. Absolutely, but that's always the case. The predator is usually someone who's super close to you. So, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, but I understand. It makes sense to me that she could be someone who didn't know.
Does it make sense? Sure.
And I believe her when she says it. When she says it,
oh,
I believe
don't.
Her.
I don't. I think she was in denial. I think, I don't know. I think that she could have done more. She could have done more than what she did. And because of that, that's why she is the way that she is. Because she knows. She lives with her guilt.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, I think she lived with the guilt, but I don't know that she knew. And then, wait, my other prediction.
Oh, right.
Oh, and let's do this. Last prediction. Will they vote for Harmony and Hope to get control of the board? And I will say that I'm going to say, yes, they vote for it, but somehow the Greenleaf stop it from happening.
Okay. Layers. I'm going to say that they voted in... But they're kind of compelled to. I think there's going to be some other like force that comes in where it makes them do it. Or I'm going to say that they do vote it in, but I do think eventually. I think we're going to have it for a few episodes. Like when they come back, I think we're going to have it for a while, just so we can see like the drama that happens with this 50 half and half share. But yeah, I do think eventually it'll be turned back over to Greenleaf, but I don't know if it'll be until next season.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe Harmony and Hope, maybe they have good intentions. I don't know.
We will see. So,
Oh, thank you for joining us. Will we be in the house next week?
I will be in the house next week.
Yes, I think hopefully we got TK next week. So
yes.
we'll almost have a full panel next week, guys.
I know.
But thank you for joining us. Where can they find you, Ms. Harris?
You can find me everywhere. And first of all, my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.